When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, hey, what's up? Welcome to Side Hustle School. This is your host, Chris Guillebeau. Thank you for tuning in today. I got an interesting question for you. I'm going to do my best to explain this in a way that doesn't, you know, completely create more confusion. It is a question about NFTs. If you don't like NFTs, this is going to be even weirder, okay? But what's happening, this trend that's happening in the world of NFTs comes from creators, sometimes companies, offering free NFTs, which, as a reminder, digital artwork, basically, some sort of digital asset that is non-fungible. It cannot be duplicated during an initial mint process. What is a mint process? Well, I'll explain that in my answer as well. Why do they do it? And they do it for a couple of different reasons. And our caller today mentions a recent project called Goblin Town. Goblin Town. Goblin Town. Those assets were minted for free. Anybody could get one. And now they are selling for a couple of Ether at minimum, which is, you know, $1,000 or more, you know, for each Ether. So our caller is wondering, where can I get more free NFTs that end up being worth tons of money? As you might guess, it's not that simple, okay? But I'll do my best, as I said, to be helpful and to provide some clarity. Detailed question and my answer coming right up.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, Chris. This is Mike, and I've been following your writing for a while. What do you think about free NFT mints? I bet you've heard of this, but if not, it's where an online project offers a mint of a few thousand NFTs completely for free. You just pay the gas price, which is sometimes expensive, but not always. The project earns money on reselling when people flip NFTs for profit to other buyers, paying a commission of 6 to 10% to the original creator. This got a lot of attention with the Goblin Town mint, which is where I heard of it. Do you think it's worth it to pick up NFTs when they're free? I mean, the cost seems like a pretty good deal, but will people really pay for them later? Thanks.
Okay. Mike, thanks for the question. Listeners, if you're confused, well, NFTs, we mentioned those. A mint is where NFTs are created. So often a new project will have 1,000 NFTs, or sometimes it's 3,000, 10,000 sometimes. And so through this process of minting, you go and you pay a gas fee. That can be somewhat expensive, sometimes $50, $100, depending on what blockchain it's built on. It might actually be very little. And then you own the NFT. And if you want to, you can list it for resale on a platform called OpenSea. And there's some others as well. So now to the question, you know, is it worth it to pick up NFTs when they're free? I think this is a pretty short-term trend, at least in terms of the value of, you know, renting something for free and then selling it for thousands of dollars. Nice work if you can get it. I doubt it is a sustainable business model. Also, you know, yes, you might as well take something that's free, but just be careful because there are some security issues. You want to use a different cryptocurrency wallet when you're doing something like this, so that just in case there's something wrong with it, it can't get access to the rest of your funds. And last but not least, if you randomly receive an NFT in your wallet, most likely that's not someone being generous. They are actually trying to scam you or steal from you. So be careful. I hope that clears up something for Mike. I hope the rest of our listeners are not too confused. But just in case they are, I hope they subscribe and come back tomorrow, because tomorrow's going to be much more understandable, I promise. Great episode coming up tomorrow. It's one of our first $1,000 series. And of course, much more on the way. New episode every day. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.